Maybe by mistake you will soon see the Maisa. By mistake, once you accepted what a min told you and you enjoyed it, and therefore the all of nitfasu, because of this you were caught by the minim, you were took to judgment. Oh my loy, so Reb Lezer said back to him, you're right. Akiva his kartani, you remind me of something. That Pamachas, it once happened, I was once walking in the upper marketplace in Sipuri. I met one person in there, the Yaakov Ish Kfar Sachnoi Shemai, that was his name. He was a min, the other can avoid the Zara. Something was a Talmud of Yashka. The Yaakov Ish Kfar Sachnoi Shemai. Omali, so he said to me, listen, it says in your Torah, Loi Sovi Esnan Zaina. You cannot bring the pay of the Zaina. Somebody pays a Zaina, gives her an animal for a pay, to now want to bring that animal for carbon. You now want to bring it based on Hashem Lekecha. The pay, the hire that you gave a Zaina, you're not allowed to use for Hegdish to bring to the base of Migdish. But I have a question like this. Pass for him. Mao Lasso is Semenu based on Kisei Lekein Godel. Can I take this Esnan Zaina, the hire of the Zaina, and use it to build the Kohen Gadol Beis HaKisei in the Beis HaMikdash, where he goes 7 days before Yom Kippur, we separate the Kohen Gadol from his house and go to the Beis HaParvud? So in that place there, can we build the Beis HaKisei from this money that was given to a Zaina? And Leomati Leiklum, Reb Lezer didn't answer him back, he didn't know what to say at that time. He didn't know. Like the person speak out of Adi Midi Rice, it's Mutter. The Torah only says you can't use the Esnan Zaina for carbon. You can't bring it for sacrifice. But just to use it to build something would be okay. But he didn't know what to answer him back at the time. So what happened was, Omali, so Yaakov answered back and said like this, Kach Limadi, this is what I learned from my Rebbe, it's not from Yashka, taught me that it says, Kapostik and Micho, so you took this from a Zaina, the Esnan Zaina Yeshuv, it should be returned back to a Zaina. What does that mean to say? This came from a Mokum, from a disgusting, from a Tanufais, from Znus. If so, the Mokum had Tanufais, Yelcho, let it go back also to a Mokum, Tanufais, a dirty place. So let it go back to the basic Kisei. It came from a Zaina, like a basic Kisei. Let it go back to a basic Kisei. That's what Yaakov told back to Reb Lezer. And he enjoyed it. And I enjoyed this thing very much. At that time, I enjoyed the chat. But really, this was the Talmud of Yoshka. This was Minus. So, Ayidei Zeh Nitfasti Leminus. Because of this, it happened to me that I was caught by the Minim. They gave me the judgment to kill me. Why? Because we avarti yamashikosta b'Torah. I went against what it says in the Torah. The Torah says, "Harchek me'yoleho darkecha." Stay away from its roads, pasuk in Mishlei, which means zuminus. Stay away from apokursis. Some as they teach you to worship avodah zarah, stay away from them. The owl tikra al pesach beisa. Do not come close to a house. What does that mean? Zuharashus. That means the kingdom, that the wicked kingdom, that they only do things what they need, and when they do not need you, or they'll kill you. So stay away from them. You're putting your life into danger. Rashi says, Varashus, Shultanas, the rule is, Shenaistim in name of Ali Mammon, they look at rich people, Lahargon, to kill them. Velitam Amaino. So it's Bekuach Nefesh, stay away from these people. You have to be afraid, they're going to take away your life. So from these people, stay away. Vika the army, some said, the Pasuk means like this. Harchek mi'aleha darkecha zu minus for reshus. Means both of them. Stay away from minus and from the wicked government. V'yaltikora v'alpesach beisa. Do not come close to the door of a house. Meaning zu zayna. Stay away from the zayna. Do not even go near a house. V'kama, how far away do you have to be from a house, from a door? Amar Rav Chisda, arba amis. You have to stay away arba amis. Do not even come close to four amis to the house of the zayna. That's what the pasuk means. Now, for Rabbonin, hi, Mayesnan Zaina, my Dashibe. If you're telling me that the way Yaakov dashed in his pasuk was minus, was wrong, so how do we dash in this pasuk in Micha that says, Ki Mayesnan Zaina, Kvotso, Vadesnan Zaina Yeshuvu? Like the Chura, Yaakov dashed in the pasuk right. So we're saying, no, it was minus. It was the wrong shot. What is the right shot? How did Rabbonin dash in this pasuk that you took something from a Zaina, let it go back to a Zaina? So Mor says, kid, the Rav Chisda, like Rav Chisda darshins. The Yomer Rav Chisda, kol zoyna sheniskeres, any zoyna that right now hires herself out. Meaning right now she takes money that the men should live with her, live safe at the end will be, he, shechris. People get disgusted with her, they won't like her anymore, they're just the opposite. She'll have to pay the men to live with her, she'll have to pay the money at the end. Now the pasuk says, "Ovesidcha esnan, v'yesnu nitan loch, odil hepach." Will come out to be just the opposite. That at the beginning they're paying you, in shino will only end up you'll have to pay them. O pligi the repedos. If so, this drosha is not like repedos. Rashi says, "Hi arba amos Rav Chizda." That's what Chizda says. You have to stay away from the door of a zayna. Four amos. That's not like repedos. The yomer repedos. Repedos says, the Torah only forbids the actual Gili Arois living with the Zayna. That's what's also. But just to walk by a house, that's okay. Shinam the Pasuk says, Ish Ish, El Kol Sher Besaroi, Le Sikrevu, Le Galois Erva. Don't come near somebody that's forbidden to you. Why? Le Galois Erva to have Znus with her. So Mashma, that's also. A Gilu Arroyus is also. But to stay away, that's not also Midiraisa. So Toys asked the question, Mimtoimo, my plig, who said they argue? Dilmuli Erlum, Amrel Chizda, Repidos, Shemina Torah, and also Lekrevish, a Gilu Arroyus. True. Midiraisa could be it's only also actual living with the lady. Gilu Arroyus. Abu Mgzeres Chachomim, Tzor Lach, Dal Namis. Bogdan Akashi, Perkam, the Shabbos. Kach near the Ridok Gama, Hoch of Osam, the Mashon Udorshim, Loshin Krav, Hoch Abamis, Vosam Ubigdoi. Just as he argues on the Drosha. As here you dash him from the Posik. When the Posik says Harchik, you say here it means Dal Amis. He says the Posik does not mean that. When the Posik says Harchik, the Torah means the Psukim, they mean Gila Royce. They only mean stay away from Gila Royce. It could be Midrabon and Izag Zerah not to go near them. But just that you dash in the Pasuk, Harchek means stay away even 4 amos from them, that's not like Repedos. Repedos says no, and the Pasuk says Harchek, it only means from Gila Royas itself. Ula, ki heve osi mi bei rav. When Ula came home from Yeshiva, heve menashik lu liyachte, ave yedai, he used to kiss his sister on the hand. She was close, the sister was close to her, he used to give her a kiss. V'yarmulon, some say, he kissed her on the breast, he kissed her. That was a minig then of Kurva, showing niceness. The Gemara says, really, you're pleading the day of the day. Really, Ula himself, Paskin, says not like this. Even though he acted this way, but other people he taught not like this. The Yomer Ulul himself says, Kreva the Alma Asar, that to be curved just to come close to an Isha that's Asar to you, even to your own sister, is also Asar. Mishum Leich Amrina Nazira Skar Sakhar Lakarmala Sikrov. Like we tell a Nazir, stay far away from the vineyard. Do not come into the vineyard. We're afraid maybe you come to drink wine. See, even though Ulul told other people to stay away, Mashma, not to kiss the Arois, but he himself was okay. So he speaks out, Obligity Day. O Marsha, you make a liyatz. Malcolm Ulu was Mekel by himself. Hainu Mishum the Damian Olay Ki Kishura. To him, this his sister was like a board, because he had no type of her at all. Because they are mina breish per basic subis. After the Tanoim, by them the Isha was like a board, meaning he had no type for her. So therefore, for him was permissible to kiss his sister even on the breast. Right. A pasuk in Mishlei La Luka Shtei Bonis. La Luka, or worm, has two daughters. Hav Hav, and they're both saying, Hav Hav, come come. My Hav Hav, what does it mean, come come? Oma Marukva, this Alukia goes on Gehenim, that means Kol Shtei Bonis, the voice of two daughters, She Tzoakais, Migehenim, they're screaming out from Gehenim. The Americans are saying, Ve'elam Azeh, Havo Havo, come here, come here. In other words, whoever goes after these things has a straight route to Gehenim. O man, Ninu, what are these two things? Minus for a shus. People that are oisik in minus, are people that are oisik in reshus, these wicked governments, they are going straight to Gehenna. Ik of the army, some say, Omer Avchiz, Omer Marukva. Kail Gehenna Tzuekis. It's the voice of Gehenna itself that's screaming out. The American saying, Hogalish Tebon is bring me these two daughters.
should talk as the day themselves are screaming, be American saying, Ba'alam is in this world, and the two daughters are in this world, Habo, Habo, come here, come here. Meaning, whoever goes after Minas, the same thing, and goes after this wicked government that killed people, they're mukhin for Gehenna. Then the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ko bo'eho lo yeshuvin. Whoever comes here will not, cannot return. Lo yasigu orchas chayim. They will not be zoicha to come back to the normal path of life. Mashmi, someone that does not avera, cannot return, cannot do tshuva, and they will not come back to orchas chayim, to the right path. Zumar says, V'chimiyacha shloi shavu, once you say they will not return, then they will not be able to do tshuva. If so, heichen yasigu. Of course they will not come back to the orchas chayim. What does the pasuk mean to say? They will not come back to the right path. Rashi says, lo yeshuva means kol ha-mishtam dim la'avod chavim. Whoever worships avodah zarah, achar shenefku b'minus, once it becomes attached to the minus, einam shavim, he doesn't return. And if he does return, memarim lomas, he'll die because of this, mitoch zarah. Yeah. V'zu gzeres melech aleim lomas, is the gzerah of Hashem that he should die. That a person that worships avodah zarah, even if he does tshuva, he will die. So Mar says, this is what the pasuk means to say. V'yim yeshuvu, even if the person does do tshuva, if he worshipped avodah zarah, and not just on one time, but he was oduk, he was attached to it, and then he does tshuva, lo yasigu orchas chayim, he will not be zoicha to have a normal life. Rashi says it means he will die. So l'meimer, what do you want to tell me? To call our parish minus mayis. Whoever does tshuva, returns, goes away from minus, will die. He will not be zoicha to an orchas chayim, a normal life. I boy, he there was a person the yasoy lekayim of Rav Chisda. V'yamri lo kalos shebekalos osasa, that the lady came to Chisda said like this: the smallest avera that I did was b'no ha'katon mi'b'no ha'gadol. That my youngest son is from my oldest son. Now she lived with her oldest son. She became pregnant, and that's how she had a younger son. That was the smallest avera that she did. Now v'yamri Rav Chisda. Chizda said, prepare for her, hatachrichim, or she's going to die. And what happened was, Loi Mesa, but she did not die. And the question is, me, the karma, shouldn't she set over? That kalash, shebekalash, sasasa, this was the smallest avera that I did, mechlau, the minus, nami heve. Mashmah, she did bigger averas, most probably was minus. Most probably she did worship Abay the Zara. She was oduk, attached to it. And still, she did not die. Nami Abibo. So Mar says, no, who? The Loi Hodra Bo. Could be here. She did not do tshuva. That's why she did not die. We're only saying if the person does tshuva, he cannot go on living that way. But here she did not do tshuva, Loi Hodra Bo. Therefore, she was still alive. Loi Hodra Bo. Shapir. Mishimachi Loi Meitza. Loi Hodra Bo Shapir. She did not do tshuva Shlema. The Rashi says before, the reason why they'll die. Now it's so hard to hold back the Yetzirah, that will like kill them. Here she did not do tshuva, Shalayma. So therefore it's not so hard to hold back her Yetzirah, therefore she did not die. Shemachil Meisa. Good question. She did tshuva on some parts, not on everything. Now she did tshuva on the other areas, not on this one. On Minus she did not do tshuva, Shalayma. Ikad the army, some say, Mi Minus in. Me'avera loy, that only from minus would a person die, but not from znus, not from an avera. Some means living with the zaynus. I boy he, the asa came to Chizda. The person came in front of Rav Chisda. The omalei Rav Chisda zavdilei zavdos. So again, prepare his tachrichim. Omeisa, and the person died. Now me the koma kal is the same story here, and the other story was that the person died. Now me the koma kalas shabakalas. This was the smallest avera. Mechlal the minus. Now me have ibor. So it could be there's no proof. It was not a proof that she died because of Znus. Maybe she also had Avodah Zarah with her. So that's why she died. She can't bring me a proof from here that because of Znus alone, a person would die. So Mar says, a person that's oduk attached to Znus, again, and then he wants to do tshuva. You want to tell me, no, he would not die from the hardship of holding back Yetzirah, but your tiny would learn like this. Omru Olav our Reb Lezer ben Dudoy. It was said about Reb Lezer ben Dudoy. Shelo hiniach zoyna achas boilam. He never left over one zoyna in the whole world. It's not any famous one at least. Shalaybolah that he did not live with. Pamachas even once happened, Shama he heard Shiesh Zoina Achas the Karchayom, that there's one Zoina left over in the Karchi, the other side of the ocean. Voice on Otelis Kiss Dinrim Bishara. She takes a large sum of money, a whole kiss, a whole wallet full of dinrim, expensive coins she takes. So what happened was Notal Kiss Dinrim, he collected a whole kiss full of dinrim. Volach, and he went to her. The over Aleha Shivan Earth, he had to travel over seven rivers. But now, Vishas or Hergul Dover, when he was about to live with her, Haficha, she like blew out some wind, Haficha, she blew at him, and Omra, she said like this, that Kishem Shaficha Zu, and the Chazereslim Kaima, just like this wind, this air, will not return anymore to its place, Kach, the same way Eleza Ben Dudoi, and the Kabla Noisa B'tshuva, they're not going to accept you to do tshuva anymore, like you're too gone already, too lost already, you have so much nus, they will not accept you to do tshuva. So when he heard that, he felt bad. Holach, he went v'yosha ben shnei horim. He went to sit between two mountains, o gvoyis in the hills. Omei, he said like this: horim o gvoyis, the mountains and the hills. Dikshu alai rachman, please daven, pray for me that they should accept my tshuva. Dikshu alai rachman. Omru lo, they said to him, listen, achon mavakshim alecha, before we can pray for you, nevakash alatzmeinu, we have to pray for ourselves. Shneimer says, Ki ahorim yamushu v'yavoyus tumutenu, that the mountains and valleys also be destroyed. We have to daven for ourselves. Almost, so he said like this. Reb Lezer said, if so, Shemayim v'aretz bikshol arachmim. Let the Shemayim v'aretz pray for me. Amru, they said also, Shonam avakshim alech, before we can pray for you, nevakash al atzmein, we have to pray for ourselves. Shneimer says, ki Shemayim kosha nimluchu v'aretz kadeg yativla, that the earth and the Shemayim can also be destroyed. Because if people do Averis like you, we could also be destroyed. So you have to pray for ourselves, we should not be destroyed. Therefore he said, Omri said, Chamul of Honor, the sun and the moon, Dikshul Arachman, please pray for me. Omri Levi also said back to him, Adshonim of Akshon Lech, before we can pray for you, Nevaka Shalasmin, we have to pray for ourselves. Shinem the Pasuk says, V'chofra Levono, Voisha Chama, they could also be hit, they could also be have punishments back to the Chama, they won't give off so much light, they'll be hit. So, Nevakash Alasmenu, we have to pray for ourselves. No, almost he said, Kechavu Mazolus, the stars and the Mazolus, Dikshul Arachim, you should pray for me. Omru, they also said, Ashonim Mavakshim Alech, before we can pray for you, Nevakash Alasmenu, we have to pray for ourselves, that because of these Averis, we'll be harmed. Shinemar says, Vinomaku, Kol Tzva Shemayim, all the Tzva Shemayim, the stars will also be hit, will be dim. So Omar, so Blazer said like this, I see now, Ein Hadava Tluy Elabi. It's only up to me. Me, myself, is the only one that can daven for myself and to do tshuva. So what he did was, Heniach Roshoy Ben Birkov. He put his head between his two knees, started to cry in loud tears. Sheyotzeson Nishmasa. He cried so much, and his neshama left him right then. Yotzes Abasko, Abasko came out right there, Vyarman said, We have Lezer ben Dudoi, Mizum in the Chaylam Abo, he's prepared to go to Chaylam Abo. But his tshuva, when the Kabbalah is tshuva, he did tshuva shleima, he'll be zecha to Chaylam Abo. I vohocho, be a very heavy amiss, through is a proof, that for just for the very of this also, when you do tshuva, you'll die. Samara says, maybe no, Hossam Nam here also is a little bit different. Kiva the Ovik ba tuva, since he was so attached, that he lived with every single Zayin in the world, therefore could be Kaminas Damya. It seemed like he was attached to Minas, that seemed like an Avodah Zarah. And therefore, he died. On this Maisa says, Bocha Rebbe cried, the Yomini said, Yesh Kain Olamim Bekamishonim, certain people have to work a whole lifetime to be Zaychat Elam Abo, but the Yesh Kain of some people could acquire Olamim, the Elam Abo, Bishrachat, in one time. Against the Shiloh, what does it mean? Does it mean to say, Eichin Vey, like you're better off acquiring it your whole lifetime? The Mashal learns, of course, Me'elam Abor, there are a lot of different parts there. So the more you acquire, the higher place you'll be in El Mabor. Whereas here, if you only acquire it in 1 second, you'll get there, but you won't be so high there. Therefore, Rabbi cries this person that, like he wasn't Zaycha, to be a complete tzaddik his whole lifetime. Yom Rebbe le dying le balat shuvah shem kav nois and yel shkara nois and Rebbe. Alright.
Yudzayin
three lines. He had a few zayin amaral for the bottom last three lines. Again, if the Rebbe had the smaisus, Rebbe cried, yesh kona lema b'shachas, then v'yomer Rebbe also said, loy dain, it's not enough, lebali tshuva shemekablin oisot, the Kodesh Baruch Hu accepts them, elishakurin oisot Rebbe. He also called the Bala tshuva, after he does tshuva shleima, they call him Rebbe. Furthermore, says, Rebbe Chanina for Rebbe Yonison, Rebbe Kaazli v'yurcha. They're both walking down the road. Now, Motu Lahanu Trei Shvili, they came to two roads. Chad Potsi Apischa Davros Kachovim. One road led to the opening, to the entrance, to a church, to avoid the Zara. V'chad Potsi Apischa de Beitoins. One road leads to the door of the house of Zionists. So they didn't know which one should we go down. Omalei Chad Chavri, one said to the other one, listen. Nezal Apischa Davros Kachovim. Mashma, they had to go down one of these two roads. So one said, listen, let's go down the road that has the Avodah Zarah there. You know why?